All right. Welcome back to SecurityGuyTV.com here at Black Hat 2017. Who's my next guest? What's your name, sir?
Patrick Takei with Keeper Security.
K-E-E-P-E-R-S-E-C-U-R-I-T-Y for my podcast people. And what does Keeper Security do?
We're an online secure digital vault. Basically, we securely store and encrypt documents.
An online vault?
Yes.
Oh, I like the way that sounds.
That's new.
Yeah, that is new. Because we kind of think as Google Drive is a place to store stuff, but it's not really, it's not a vault. I mean, Google does security,
correct,
right? But I don't think of that as a vault, and I think it could be compromised.
No, we're a zero-knowledge security provider. So what that means is basically all the keys to encrypt your data are stored on the end-user device.
And move your mic just a little bit closer for me.
So they're stored on the end-user device, which means that we don't have the ability to decrypt any of the data that's stored in the digital vault.
Now, we just had a guy in here that was talking about this the digital hygiene, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, people get in the network, we know it's going to happen, I don't worry about that. I worry about what I did inside to protect it. So when I'm sending stuff to your digital vaults, you guys are doing the encryption in the cloud, or am I encrypted before I send it to you?
It's encrypted before it's sent to us.
Okay.
So we only deal with encrypted data.
Right.
So if somehow somebody gets a hold of the encrypted data, we don't have the keys to decrypt it.
Right. And you can't see it, you can't view it, you're just a storage.
Correct.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That's fantastic, because when we look at, for example, the New York State Department of Financial Services regulation for banks, mm-hmm, insurance companies, and some of the licensed cryptocurrencies, they are required to encrypt data for the first time.
Correct.
For the first time?
For the first time
since
ever.
Since when?
A new regulation.
Ever? Oh, my God.
Yes.
I don't feel good.
Certain data, yes.
Well, that's the great thing about Keeper is anything you put into our vault, whether it's passwords, documents, images, photos, files, they're all encrypted before they get to us in the cloud. So it's automated.
Now, I'm a little rusty on this stuff, but you have your encryption, you have your key,
mm-hmm,
and most things are not hacks. Most things are somebody finds your key. You can't, if you had a crazy supercomputer, you could spend 1,000 years trying to crack it, but that's not what happens. Hacking is really getting to the key.
Mm-hmm.
So do some people say, I'm going to store my key in the cloud with my encrypted data? I hope they don't.
Well, that
you have protocols that tell them how to do it, I suppose.
Well, that's a great thing, is the key that is used for encryption for everything in your vault is derived from your master password,
okay,
on your end user device. So if you enter your master password into your mobile phone, it creates the key,
right,
and you're able to download and decrypt your data.
Now,
same thing happens on any of your other devices, like whether it's your Windows client, your client on your Mac, or an iPhone. The encrypted data gets synced across, but there's no ability to decrypt it until you enter your master password on that end-user device.
Now, who can afford this? Can I put all my SecurityGuyTV.com files up there?
Sure. Yeah, it's free to download. There's a pay service for if you want to have a yearly subscription to sync between all your devices.
For the small business, reasonable fees?
Yeah, we also have an enterprise product.
Okay.
It integrates with SSO. It allows you to apply security policies, password policies, set up groups, roles. It's really a geared towards the business, well, from small business to,
right,
say, large enterprise.
Now, I read about, what was that secret squirrel email service in Switzerland that said, you know what, our email is so secure, you're never going to get into it. And by announcing that, it said, we'll show you, and they got attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did identify themselves as unbreachable, right?
Right.
Any problems with that? Because you have a stated premise that you're a secure vault.
Theoretically, all encryption's breakable.
Right.
It's just a matter of the amount of work it's going to take to get it.
Right.
Right now, if you to brute force the entire ES 128-bit key space, it would take like all the power of the sun for,
right,
thousands of years to flip all those
all
bits.
Right. I feel good about that. I feel good about that.
Go ahead, Dorothy. In terms of next generation, we talk, encryption and keys, biometrics, mm-hmm, is now a very important point of discussion. Are there any plans for you to incorporate biometrics in that?
Actually, today our product does use biometrics.
Oh, excellent.
Any biometric capable mobile device, iPhone or Android, if your device has biometrics, it'll integrate in today.
Now, people tell me they resist biometrics because it's too personal. I say it's just a file, right? It's not your actual thumbprint, it's the interpretation of it. But doesn't a biometric also act like a key, kind of? And can't people steal that as a key? Because it's just a file,
It can, yes. Because biometrics, essentially all it does is get converted into a key.
Right, right.
And stored on your device. Now, there's a lot of technology that goes into making sure that's more secure than just non-biometric. But at the end of the day, all your biometric data gets converted into bits.
Right, right.
So essentially, there are some of the same risks involved in just keys.
Now, what keeps you up at night? What does Patrick worry about in the cyber world?
Just the next exploit for encryption. I mean, somebody could discover a flaw in Bitcoin tomorrow and could render everybody's Bitcoin useless, worthless. It's just the unknown. Someone could come up with a quantum computer that cracks all the bit key space tomorrow in AES-256 or AES-128, rendering everything. Just the unknown.
And it's always scary. Well, Patrick, thanks for coming on SecurityITV.com at Black Hat 2017. KeeperSecurity.com, check them out on the web, and stand by for our next live broadcast here from Black Hat 2017.